A Mukilteo Aerospace company has been ordered to pay nearly $500,000 in penalties for discriminating against Muslims. The company, Electro Impact, entered into a consent decree with the state attorney general. The company denies any wrongdoing. Nina Shapiro reported the story for the Seattle Times. She told me about the accusations against the company's owner, Peter Zeev.
So he's accused of discriminating against Muslims and also, in this strange way, against single people, which is something that is linked, appears to be linked to his beliefs about Muslims. So, first of all, Zeev handled most of the hiring, and he required people to submit photos. And so the allegation is that he didn't hire Muslim people or people he thought looked Muslim or had a Muslim name. And then he's also accused of discriminating against single people. He gave these marriage bonuses. If you got married, you could get at one time $1,000. You also got money, extra money for having children, although that's not part of the attorney general's accusations, but that's something I found out about in reporting. And the idea is that he was doing this in order to encourage his mostly white employees to procreate.
What did Peter Zeev say in emails to his staff?
Yeah, well, he outright talked about hating Muslims. He would make comments that obviously were equating Muslims with terrorists. When he was congratulating people on getting married or having children, he talked about it in terms of creating the right kind of civilization and preventing the country from being backfilled with rubbish. He used the term terrorist savages. He really made these blatant and direct comments that seemed aimed at Muslims and his dislike of them.
So there were these accusations that he was discriminating against Muslims and single people. What action did the Attorney General's office take?
The Attorney General threatened a lawsuit, and they actually drew up a complaint where they made these charges. And then over a period of time, they negotiated with the company, and they entered into a consent decree, which requires Electro Impact to pay $485,000 and also to take this crucial figure, Zeev, out of hiring.
How has Peter Zeev responded to all this?
Well, he hasn't responded to me, but I see that there was a local paper that did talk to him, and he was claiming that he was a victim of kind of government intrusiveness.
Does this raise any other unanswered questions for you?
Part of the consent decree does require them to make efforts to diversify, to recruit, for instance, among Muslim student groups. Will they be successful in that? Will they genuinely do that? There's no quota set in the consent decree, so it will be interesting to see how much the company really changes in that regard.
That's Seattle Times reporter Nina Shapiro. In March, Electro Impact entered into a consent decree with the state attorney general. The company denies any wrongdoing. We reached out to Peter Zeev for comment, and he called the reports about him, quote, fake news. He says the financial penalties were entirely due to him giving wedding presents to employees. He says he meets with a local mosque group regularly and, quote, we don't have any problems. The consent decree will be in effect for 42 months.